Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui l'història va d'un gatet. I el gatet se'n va d'excursió, però ningú ho sap i tothom la busca. Kitten's Day Out by Heather Amery and Stephen Cartwright. There is a farm called Apple Tree Farm. On the farm lives Mrs. Boot the farmer. She has two children, called Poppy and Sam, and a dog called Rusty. Ted works on the farm. He's helping Mr. Bran, the truck driver. Mr. Bran has bought some sacks of food for the cows. They say goodbye to Mr. Bran. Mr. Bran waves as he drives his truck out of the farmyard. Ted and Poppy wave back. "Where's my kitten? Where's my Fluff?" says Sam. They all look everywhere for Fluff, but they can't find her. "Perhaps she jumped on the truck." "Take my car and go after the truck, Ted," says Mrs. Boot. They jump in the car and drive off. Ted stops the car at the crossroads. "Which way did Mr. Bran go?" says Ted. "There's a truck," says Sam. "It's just going round the bend." Ted drives down a steep hill. "Look out, Ted," says Poppy. "There's a stream at the bottom, and the car splashes into the water." The car stops in the stream. "Oh no, water in the engine," says Ted. "I'll have to push." "We'll never find the truck now," says Sam. Ted looks inside the car. He mops up all the water. Soon, he gets the car to start again. They drive on to look for the truck. There are lots of sheep on the road. "The sheep came out of the field. Someone left the gate open," says Ted. "We must get them back." Ted, Poppy, and Sam round up the sheep. They drive them back into the field. Ted shuts the gate. "Come on, we must hurry," says Sam. "Stop, Ted, there's a truck." "I'm sure that's Mr. Brand's truck in that farmyard," says Sam. Ted drives in to see. It's the wrong truck. "Oh dear," says Poppy. "It's not Mr. Bran, and that's not Mr. Bran's truck." Ted drives them home. "We'll never find my kitten now," says Sam. "I'm sure she'll turn up," says Poppy. "There's a surprise at Apple Tree Farm." "Here's your kitten," says Mr. Bran. "She's been in my truck all day. And now I've brought her home."